Time to talk Colton Wildcat basketball. Now joined by Coach Kurt Heisler. The Lady Wildcats are 6-10 on the season and 4-6 in the Big 7 League. And Coach, you've won three of your last four games, and you know, your only two losses in your last five are 1 point to Chapman and 2 points to Nemaw Central. So, I mean, I feel like you're playing some of your best ball of the year, and certainly, you know, kind of with the latest game on Tuesday, the win against Jeff West by 14, 49 to 35, it seems like your team going in the right direction, and has to have you feeling pretty good right now.
Well, yeah, I think we're playing good basketball right now. You mentioned our two losses. Most recent losses, Nemaw Central, one of the top teams in 3A, and Chapman, who defeated number two Wamego last night. I think those are showing that they're not terribly bad losses, maybe even a quality loss. We're learning a lot from the losses, and we're starting to win close ball games. And last night we played one of our better ball games through four quarters, and kind of learned to play with a lead, and especially in fourth quarter last night, which was a good experience for us too.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, the Nemaw game, you know, you're down 15-5 and trying to battle back throughout the night. And, yeah, you have the lead over Jeff West and really able to hold on and kind of pull away in the second half. Something else we talked about after the broadcast Tuesday night was, you know, getting a few more contributions from different players. And, man, Kaya Taylor with 19 points and hitting four threes. If you can get some more of those perimeter shots to fall, which has been a struggle this year, that's going to bode really well for your team.
That's a much easier game to coach when the ball's going through the basket. There's no doubt about that. And our team has been a very defensive-minded team. I feel like for the most part throughout the season, our defense has showed up no matter what our offense does. And the message the last few weeks is we've got to help our defense out by scoring more on offense and be more productive there. And I really feel like everyone on the team has taken some ownership of that and feels responsibility to the team to step up and make plays when they're there for them to make. So, was thrilled to see, we had seven players score last night. We had a lot of balance. We scored from the perimeter. We got to the foul line a bunch. It was one of our better offensive games of the season for sure.
You mentioned you beat Perry LeCompton last Thursday night as well. So, you know, I think it says a lot, you know, playing Thursday, Friday, and Tuesday. I mean, a lot of games right now, and you're finally kind of caught up. But it seems like you've survived a little bit of a gauntlet getting some of these extra games in. And the girls seem to, you know, be able to battle through four quarters, you know, no matter if they're playing from ahead or behind. But seeming to click and have that chemistry going right now a little better than it's been all year.
Yeah, we're starting to find some good flow and rhythm with each other. I feel like, you know, it has been something we've talked about is our strength in the fourth quarter. We talked about that Friday night playing three games in 4 days and the back-to-back against Nemaw the second night of a back-to-back. And we played great in the fourth quarter. We weren't tired. We obviously had to play with urgency, but, you know, we did a lot of really good things late in that game. And I feel like that kind of momentum carried over into Tuesday's game against Jeff West. I'm really proud of the team in this respect as well, as we haven't had very many practices recently with the number of games, and we are getting better through playing games and learning throughout ball games and making in-game adjustments on the fly. And I'm really proud about the way this team is responding to that type of challenge.
Well, a lot to play for, which is kind of crazy, but only four games left in the regular season. You're at Hiawatha Friday night, and then undefeated Riverside comes in next Tuesday. So certainly no gimmies, but some good rematches coming up here on your schedule. Coach, we'll look forward to broadcasting those games, as always, on the Holton Channel, and look forward to chatting with you more about them next week.
Appreciate it, Justin. Thank you. Go Cats.
Coach Heisler of the Holton Girls. We'll talk Wildcat boys basketball next.